on a slant route. We're going to check in down at the field in just a moment. In the meantime, we're going to do some play-by-play from my broadcast booth. So we're doing a third and long drill. It's third and six to third and 10 against the blitz. Vic in the shotgun. McCoy, the single back. In motion, it's Jackson. Vic back, looks, runs. Get out of bounds, and he does. Dom DeSandro with the save there. All right, let's go. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Spuds?
All right, we got third and long, right?
Third and long situation here. That last one where you saw Vic scramble to the right side. Very impressed with the block by Clay Harbor. That's one of the things the coaches are very, very proud of him up to this point. So it was good to see that out of him in his physical drill.
All right, so we are, again, third and long. How long are we talking here, Chris?
We're looking at this point, it looks about 9 yards, I would put it as, so about 39.
And so we're going ones against the twos. Antonio Dixon, one of the tackles in there. Give me some defensive players on the field. So,
you have Fletcher Cox, a left defensive tackle. You have Phillip Hunt coming off a left defensive end. We're closest cornerback to us, Cliff Harris, going up against Jeremy Macklin. Vic flush to his left side. Deshaun Jackson with the catch, sidesteps. Brandon Hughes. And he's going to be very close to the first down marker. It looks like that, in fact, he got it. So the Eagles able to convert there on the third. It was a third and eight is what it turned out to be.
So it sounded like somebody in the background said, good job, Cliff. Did Cliff Harris do a nice job against Macklin there?
Yes, he did. I still thought that it was a nice cut move by Macklin to be able to create some space over the middle of the field. But nonetheless, though, Deshaun Jackson making a play there on the left side of the field.
All righty. So what are we looking at now?
So right now we have about third, and I'll put it at nine on this one. We have Vic under center, Jason Avant in the slot. You got Deshaun Jackson to the right side of the field. The drop back and screenplay to LeSean McCoy. It looked like a little block in the back there, Dennis Kelly against Jamar Chenney. So I didn't see where the final result was, but it looked like a little block in the back.
Well, no flag on the field, and Jamar Chenney makes the tackle. How many yards did he gain there, Chris?
Didn't quite see the final result of the play. I saw the block in the back and kind of took my eyes off there. Thought that would be the end of the play right there. So right now, let's see if we can get down to, we're gonna get down to the 45-yard line here on the defensive side of the field.
All righty, so Vic in the shotgun here. He takes a snap. Or no? Audible maybe. Looking down the middle of the field, throwing down the middle of the field, deep down the middle of the field, and a leaping effort there from Deshaun Jackson. Coverage from
Cliff Harris.
Cliff Harris.
Cliff Harris on that play. Good job staying with Deshaun. In fact, he almost came up with the interception on that one.
Chris, a lot of people are wondering about Cliff Harris. He has played well the entire camp, right?
Yes, he has. Very fast cornerback. Good playmaking ability, good speed, lean body, able to stay up with the fastest of receivers out here. Obviously, with the pads here, you want to see how physical he can be, especially in the run game. You saw a little bit of that yesterday when Emil Iguanagu trucked him after a short pass over the middle of the field. So,
all right, we've got the second team offense up against the number one D. Kafka back, throw short, broken up there by guess who? Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, a slant route. I guess that's intended for Demaryius Johnson there, and Rodgers-Cromartie makes the play.
Yet again, he had two interceptions in practice yesterday. He just had a nice coverage in the previous drill against Jerry Macklin towards the end of it, staying with him towards the sideline, and right there, and Demaryius Johnson just completely engulfs him with his size and recovery speed, able to break up the pass.
Alrighty, so it's under, again, a second team offense up. Oop, and Brandon Graham jumping. He's really given Dennis Kelly a tough time in one-on-one drills. as they look to the referee for the call. Andy Reid wants to reset it. What do you got there on defense, Chris?
Well, defense, not too many surprises here. You have your safeties. You have Nate Allen and Kirk Coleman. You have Namdi Asawa along with Hosteller Hansen, Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. Nothing too exquisite with the defensive line. You have Brandon Graham there, left defensive end. You have Colin Jenkins, left defensive tackle. Derek Landry, right defensive tackle. And Trent Cole come off the right end.
And the screen again, this time it's to
Deion Lewis.
Ooh,
Lewis,
who
popped
there
by Kirk
with
Coleman.
Kirk Coleman. And I'm not sure who got the worst of that one.
I would agree with you on that one. Deion Lewis not afraid to stick it in there, stay right up with it. But nice to see Kirk Coleman come and make the little pop there.
Yeah,
in fact,
as well as Trent Cole finishing it off.
Yes, Trent Cole as well. Todd Bowles actually, after the first day of hitting, was telling the guys he didn't think they were being intense enough. He thought that there was live hitting and didn't see enough physicality from his defense, so you definitely have seen them ramp it up in the last couple of days here.
All right, Chris, third and long, what's the situation?
Situation here, we're going third down. I'm going to guesstimate it's going to be about 8 yards here on this play.
Okay.
You'll get Kafka in the shotgun along with Deion Lewis. You have Marvin McNutt and Chad Hall line up to the left. He's switching the position for Deion Lewis, maybe to get better pass protection here. A little stunt there by the defense. Trent Cole come up the middle, but still Chad Hall working his way, just gets past the sticks. Curtis Marshall with a quick tackle, but nonetheless, Chad Hall getting the first down. Tough grab there by him.
And Chad Hall makes another play. I don't know if I've seen him drop a pass in this training camp.
Don't know if I have either, but I know you've been talking to a lot of fans intrigued by Demaryius Johnson, what he brings to the table here. But Chad Hall, similar skill set, tough, even though he's not the tallest guy, very tough, very shifty, good route runner. He's a guy that you certainly cannot count out.
And very quick. So that's a roster battle to watch. As we go third and long again, it's Kafka. The twos offense against the one defense. I got to tell you, the twos doing a pretty good job here. Handoff inside draw to Deion Lewis, who makes Ryan Roll miss. And probably gained, what, 4 or 5 yards there?
He got about a little more than that. I think got about 6 or 7 on the play, but a nice spin move to get away from the initial contact to be able to help set a better field position for the offense there. Nice spin move, very quick, jitterbug-like inside almost. So we've seen it all throughout camp, and no surprise seeing it right there from him.
How many carries can you count on per game with Deion Lewis?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, you're going to want to feed the ball to LeSean McCoy as much as possible out here on the field. You know, when you divvy everything up, you're probably looking maybe 6 to 8. I mean, is that even too many? You're probably
looking
to
get... Well, it's
probably
what you're looking at, but the Eagles really have not done that a lot with their backup quarterbacks. Pressure forcing Kafka to run. He shows some athletic ability all the way down the left sideline and all the way into the end zone, Chris.
Now, great run there by Kafka. Certainly very athletic. But going back to the running back situation, when's the last time that you've had a running back where you would have felt comfortable given that many
characters?
Going back a few years there. Yeah, I certainly agree with Buckholder, but last season, Deion Lewis.
LeSean McCoy got some carries in his rookie year when Westbrook was injured. The Eagles back to the days of thunder and lightning with Charlie Garner and Ricky Waters. It's just always hard to get that second running back as many carries as you want.
Certainly is.
All right, now Nick Foles up the threes against the threes as we see Macklin, Jackson, McCoy. Gathered together. Foles with Bryce Brown in the backfield again in the shotgun. And let's see what the Eagles do on this third and long situation. The snap goes to Foles, who looks. Pressure. Runs out of it. Not what you want to do right there.
Yeah, you got to be able to, check down the ball, throw the ball away, just do something to be able to live for another day. You don't want to take the sack and lose additional yards when you're already, again, in a third and long situation. Just get rid of the football, live to play another day, and give your punter the best field position possible to work from.
Yeah, this is a third and long situation against the blitz, and I think the Eagles' defense in that situation really winning the battle. And we also, this is not only important to watch the quarterback and the receivers, but Bryce Brown has to pick up the blitz here. So if you see him on camera here, let's take a look at that 34. Under center now. The handoff goes to Brown. He tries the left side. Casey Matthews out there to make the play.
Nowhere for him to go there. Completely swarmed. You have Vinny Curry there. You have Casey Matthews, as you said, leading the way. Cedric Thornton, again, continuing a very impressive camp. Just nowhere to go on the left side. for Bryce Brown.
Okay, so it's remaining third and long. Chris, set us up with the offense.
We're going third and nine here. Let's look at Mike Kafka is going to go under center. You have Emil Aguanagu as your tight end, Marvin McNutt, Damaris Johnson, Marty Gilliard, your receivers. You have Thomas Welch. You have
Brandon Washington.
Brandon Washington, Steve Alice, Alfred McCullough, and DJ Jones filling out the rest of your offensive line. We have Gilliard coming in motion from right to left.
In the shotgun, it's Foles. He drops back, looks, and is
Vinny
sacked.
Vinny Curry there, Monty Taylor. Great pressure off the edge to force him to come up the middle. You know, a 1-2 effort right there. If you could have a defensive end that forces the quarterback to step up, and if you have an interior lineman that can get some penetration there like you had right there, it's just very, very easy for the defense to get the sack and succeed there.
Yeah, so the Seagulls defense winning the battle for the most part in this drill today, as expected, with the pressure packages put in. That man right there, Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, has been tremendous all camp. I would say he's dominating, actually. Unlike Chris, I haven't seen many cornerbacks get their hands on the football as much as Dominique has gotten his hands on footballs in this camp. As the Eagles jump early, I think that was that Brian Roll or Cedric Thornton who jumps early?
Didn't quite catch what you saw there, but you go back to Dominique Rogers-Cromartie, you know, when the Eagles acquired him in the trade last season from Arizona, he was known as a playmaking cornerback. Some tough times towards the end of his career in Arizona. Had to adjust to the new scheme here in Philadelphia last year, new environment, playing out of position. Well, now, obviously much more comfortable playing on the outside. He has extensive, incredible closing speed. He's able to feel out plays. He can keep up with the fastest. You talk to the guys and you ask them who the fastest guys on the team are. Deshaun and Dominique are usually 1 and 2, the top two guys named out there.
All right, it's the ones against the two defense. Vic back gets rid of the football quickly to Brett Brackett. Is that enough for a first down?
No, it's not going to be enough. Oh, it's right at the marker. Looks like they're going to give it to him on that one. It was just probably enough right at the line of scrimmage. So they're going to reset here. It's going to be another third. And I'm going to put an 8 situation here. But nice catch there by Brett Brackett. Vic doing a good job of throwing the ball away from where the defender was going to come. Brackett able to snare it in with his hands and be able to get down right around the first down marker.
Brackett working with Clay Harbor there, two tight end set. Now it's Vic under center in this third and, what, 8 or 9, Chris?
3rd and 8 on this one.
All right. So Vic takes the snap. Shady, good blitz pickup there. And Vic, I don't know, what happened there?
It was Philip Hunt came off the edge. He wanted to throw the screen. It wasn't going to be there, so he just spiked it. Had to eat it at that point there. Nothing there. Philip Hunt doing a great job getting off the edge.
Now, this is the number 2 defense, right?
This is number 2 defense.
Why is Michael Kendricks out there?
This is the nickel package. He's been working it with the second team nickel throughout camp here. So you have Boykin out here. You have Brandon Hughes, Trevard Lindley, your other corner. But Michael Kendricks has been primarily working with the second team nickel package. Obviously, he's the first team strong side linebacker.
All righty. So in the nickel, what's the base? What's the nickel? What's the starting? The number one nickel? It's D'Amico, Ryans, and Roll.
Okay. Rolls and Ryan, yep. Or Roll and Ryan, I should say.
Good completion there for Jason Avant, who gets down, avoids the big hit, and gets the first down.
Avant doing a great job just finding the soft spot there in the defense, able to haul in the pass, and as he's done throughout his career, just do a good job of converting third downs, coming in with the big catches, great hands, good route running ability, and just keep the chains moving.
Okay, so nice job there from Vic. Get rid of the football quickly. That's a big win for the offense. Been, I think, kind of tough sledding today. The defense doing a very nice job in all three phases. As we take a look from the right behind. I mean, if you want to get any closer, guys, you're going to have to be an Eagles player. All right, Vic takes a snap from shotgun. Looks down the field, looks for Jackson, completion.
No, he skipped it. Skipped it on that one.
Okay. Jackson saying I caught the ball.
Of course he's going to say he caught the ball. Come on now. No, referee right there. Definitely looked like the ball skipped from my angle. So incomplete pass there. Trying to keep it away from Otagwe, who was coming from behind.
What have you seen from Otagwe, Chris?
Otagwe, you know, one of the most interesting things is seeing him communicate with the cornerbacks. It's showing how quickly that he is picking up the defense. Now, he played in a similar style defense with Steve Spagnuolo it with the Rams, some of the differences really, he said, are just the terminology. So he said it's not going to be a tough transition. And he spent the past month or so since he signed with the Eagles, talking to some of the teammates, just getting used to the playbook. Looks very comfortable. Was able to check out coverages pretty easily. Haven't seen him make too many plays, but he seems like he knows where he's supposed to be at all times out there.
All right, Vic Flesh in the pocket, rolls to his left. And Brandon Boykin.
Oh, we got a little fisticuffs. Little fisticuffs here on the sideline. So,
now stay on this one, Chris. Get up there and break it up, all right? Tell me what's going on.
You want me to be the peacemaker a la Michael Vick in there?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. No, I saw Brandon Boykin do a great job flying in to deflect the pass along the sideline, so I didn't get it.
Yeah, then what? We had our camera the whole time. I don't know. Brandon Boykin made a great pass breakup. And then all of a sudden, people are skirmishing. So we're getting to that period of time, though. Somebody's without a helmet right now. Find that player, Chris.
I'm trying to search the lot here. It seems like everything's pretty peaceful.
Well, there's
nothing too crazy.
Howard Mudd comes driving across. Ah, the beauty of training camp and the temper of training camp really does make it fun.
Certainly. Not as intense as yesterday. I mean, yesterday with the heat and the multiple live hitting periods, with two big fights break out down the sidelines there. So, did you, Bo?
Hughes and Deshaun.
So, Brandon Hughes and Deshaun Jackson.
Interesting.
Our intrepid reporter, Bo Wolf, also checking out the drill here on the sideline. He was able to catch exactly what happened.
All right. Well, let's keep it cool, boys. All right, it's a two offense against the one defense. Is that Landry lining up as a defensive end? Oh, no, defensive tackle. And they put pressure on Kafka and force him to throw the football away. No surprise there. Cornerbacks up in press position right there, Chris, it looked like.
Yes, certainly what you want to see from these guys. You have guys like Curse March, a physical bump and run corner. Namdi, obviously very good. Dominique has no problem playing that style as well. And that's the type of style that we're expecting to see more out of Juan Castillo and with Todd Bowles as secondary coach this season. So it's good to see him get some work in during these live drills in that formation.
All righty. So it's Cullen Jenkins looking like he's on the field with Landry at tackle, that they've moved Cole around. Cole looks like he's playing a joker position. Interesting alignment there. And D'Amico Ryans. Oh, no, that's Trent Cole. Makes a play on Deion Lewis.
Trent Cole, Kurt Coleman also coming as well to make the play there. What was very interesting there is on the left side of the line, you had Brandon Graham, looked like he's lined up all the way to the 9 technique, but you had Cullen Jenkins, who looked like he was lined up in probably the 6 or 7 technique himself. So they're keeping both of those defensive players far to the left side of the line to try to create that pressure on the right side of the offense.
Okay. I'll see what we've got here. Eagles with Landry, with Jenkins, with Graham at left defensive end, Cole at right defensive end. Ryan's the middle linebacker. Lining this whole thing up.
Oh, check the middle out. Julian Vanderveld.
Julian Vanderveld
snapping at center here.
Well, Bo Wolf's backup center story.
Yes,
does have some validity now, right? And there's the screen pass to Deion Lewis, making some nice moves. Gets the first down. Brought down from Namdi Asamoah. But once again, Deion Lewis, a big play.
Yes, very, very nice play by him. Just that quickness out of the backfield. Is able to stay low to the ground. I'm trying to watch the defense here. I'm trying to see how many defensive backs they're keeping out here. So you have Dominique, you have Hoseley Hansen, Curse Marshall. I'm also looking to see if they're adding another safety to the mix. They've had a lot of three safety looks the first couple of days of practice here, seeing if they're employing any of those out here today. But it's right now just Coleman and Nate Allen out there on the field. But you're getting your dime look with D'Amico Ryans as the lone linebacker on the field.
All right, the snap to Kafka in the shotgun is low, and the throw for McNutt wide, and that's just a poorly timed play all around, starting with a bad snap. It's really a very precise play timing-wise. Didn't work from the jump.
Yes, and you wonder if that's the inexperience of Vanderveld as a center coming through there. Obviously, Howard Mudd talking about how much he was looking forward to seeing him in action here, and the only way you're going to learn are during these drills. So, you know, it's a little baptism under fire, so to speak, but you know, he's not going to get any better without getting these key reps and going against a very heated defensive line here.
All righty, Mike Kafka in the shotgun. Snap is up high this time. He throws and completes to Chase Ford.
Nice job by Chase Ford. 5 yards past the first down marker, so easily gets that. He's a player, Tom Elvis, is very instinctual, a guy that you know, did not get a lot of receiving experience during his career in Miami, a rookie free agent out of Miami, but knows how to use his body to get open, knows the game of football well, so it's good to see him come up with a big catch there on a third down.
All righty. Great crowd on hand. Great, really just a drill. Now, there was one injury today. Ron Johnson, wide receiver, carted off the field with an apparent left leg injury that looked to be serious. Andy Reid, I'm sure, and the Eagles will update that after the practice is over, but not a good sign. Aircast came out, and Ron Johnson looks like that could be a very significant injury for him. As Nick Foles takes over, threes against the threes, and Foles again in the shotgun. Third and long situation, and he's got the screen pass going, this time to Chris Polk, who tried to shake off Jamar Chaney,
It was Keenan Clayton. Keenan Clayton, slowing him up in the backfield there. Chris Polk needs to be a little more explosive and decisive there. You know, you got to catch that ball and go. But nice job by Keenan Clayton, the veteran, coming in there. You're seeing the third-team nickel defense. Clayton and Casey Matthews are working out here as the linebackers in this formation.
Okay. What do we got here? Monty Taylor. Give me the D-line, Chris.
D-line, you're going to go Monty Taylor. Then you have Cedric Thornton, Ali Agbu, and then Vinny Curry is your right defensive end. You have Cliff Harris, Trevard Lindley, your outside corners, Brandon Boykin on the inside, Wade Bonner, Tom Nelson are your safeties.
All righty, the handoff up inside. I believe that's to Polk.
Yes, indeed.
Gains a few.
Casey Matthews coming up there on the tackle.
How many yards are there for Polk?
Just a couple of yards there. We're looking at this point, it's going to be a third and 10 situation. I'll put maybe more third and nine. We'll get a third and nine situation here coming up for the offense here. The focus here, obviously, 7 to 10 yards in third down situations. And then the defense will be utilizing the blitz and a number of the snaps in this drill.
Okay. It's Foles in the shotgun. Takes the snap, looking, shuffles up, throws to his left side, completes it.
Tiger Jones in there. Looked like he was the go-to guy that entire route. Did a nice job running along the numbers, cutting in to get it open. So Tiger Jones, knowing how to play in tight spaces from a time in the AFL, does a good job getting open on that one to make the catch.
Tiger Jones having a nice day.
He's having a good day. Oh, we're seeing.
What's happening?
We're seeing a little trash talk from Colin Jenkins. Colin Jenkins, throughout the afternoon here, has been leading the trash talk.
With whom is he trash talking?
Can't quite tell. But the trainer's actually looking at Vinny Curry right now behind the play. So Vinny Curry is getting looked at.
What happened on that play? I didn't see him get hurt or anything.
So I don't know if it's just cramps or what the deal is, but the trainers are taking him over to the sideline.
Well, it's good to see him walking off.
And now
holding his side a little bit there.
So we're going to see Phillip Hunt now going at right defensive end for Vinny Curry. Now, Phillip Hunt, in fact, lined up as a joker here. Two down linemen with Thornton and Ali Agbu.
And Foles takes a snap and gets rid of it quickly. Out to Ford, and he is brought down
by Trevard Lindley.
Trevard Lindley and finished off on the sideline. And that is the end of that period. Third and long against the blitz.